I made a profound apology for apartheid. But I come from a history where I supported it, not because I thought it was right to suppress people, but because it was right that my people, the Afrikaners, who lost their freedom in an anti-colonial war 100 years ago against Great Britain, had a right to self-determination. And because what I supported as a young man was to build a little Europe in South Africa, where my people would have a country with self-determination governing themselves, but where the Zulus would govern themselves, and the Tswanas, and the Khoisas, and the Vendas. But in the end, I became convinced, and not only me, my fellow leaders in the National Party, that our vision could not work, that we have failed to bring justice, that we had to acknowledge that the situation which developed was manifestly unjust, and from a moral point of view, indefensible, and could not be repaired by improving it. So we reached the conclusion in the early 80s, we have to make a fundamental change. That in roundabout 86 resulted in us embracing a new vision, actually making a 180-degree turn in our thinking. And when we, after 94, by agreement appointed the Truth and Reconciliation Committee, I made a profound apology for the pain and the humiliation and the destitution that apartheid has caused for so many people. The ANC sometimes would like you to believe I just had to do it, and it was merely a pragmatic issue, but I can assure you, living within my party and having gone myself together with my fellow leaders in that party through a period of deep self-analysis, of answering to ourselves what is right. We should do what is right, what can bring justice to everybody. It was, if I put it on a scale, for me, the driving force, not the pragmatism.